I was visiting a friend recently, Greg. He's a pastor in a small country town. He moved there from a much larger regional centre a few years ago. Now, it typically takes a while to break into a small community like that. Everybody knows everybody else, and they have done for years. So when a new person blows in from out of town, it takes time to gain trust. I guess that's only natural. That's why what I saw of him blew me away. He took me out for coffee on this Saturday morning, but as we walked through the main shopping centre, it took forever to get to the cafe because everywhere we went, people knew him. They stopped and they wanted to give him a hug. They wanted to talk to him. There were smiles. And you could just tell that not only had he been accepted, people loved this guy. We were sitting trying to have a quiet cup of coffee, but every few minutes someone would wave to him or shout, "Hi, Greg!" And he'd recognise someone and say hello and smile and have a bit of a chat. He'd only been there for such a short time. How do you get to that point in such a small community so quickly? Well, I'll tell you how. Greg is one of the kindest people I know. He goes out of his way to touch people's lives, and his simple kindness draws people like a magnet. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 17. People who are kind will be rewarded for their kindness, but cruel people will be rewarded with trouble. Kindness and cruelty are at the opposite ends of the spectrum. So often, people try to get their way by forcing a situation, by rolling over the top of others, even by being cruel. But you know and I know that it just doesn't work. Kindness, on the other hand, is like a magnet. We naturally want to be around people who are kind to us, people like Greg. And the crazy thing is that most acts of kindness are so small. A smile, a word of encouragement, a hug, a pat on the back. And yet, the results are incalculable. Not a bad return on investment when you think about it. People who are kind will be rewarded for their kindness. That's God's word, fresh for you today.